From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A. Colarusso and Son has refunded the city of Hudson more than $12,000 for an engineer to study the company's dock repair project. The action comes after an 18-month-long legal battle with the city ended earlier this year. The city initially paid to hire an engineer for Colarusso's already completed but not permitted dock project after legal action halted direct communications between the city and the Greenport Gravel Company. Colarusso paid the city $12,265 in January to cover the cost of the planning board's review of the haul road application and to provide services to assist with the determination of the boundaries of the core riverfront zoning district, according to a resolution passed by the Common Council. At a March 19th meeting of the council, Common Council President Thomas DiPietro announced to city lawmakers the company had paid the city back. He said, and I quote, "I am happy to announce things are back on track. We were refunded that money," end quote. A company representative said the company has placed an additional $10,000 in escrow, and that money will be available for any additional costs going forward. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXC on-air host. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. Consolidated Communications, the company that bought Fairpoint Communications, is looking to compete with Spectrum Time Warner to provide cable television service in Hillsdale and other towns in the Hudson Valley. Consolidated representatives Peter Mercer and Bill Mulrin made their pitch to the Hillsdale Town Board this month. Mercer used a census map of Hillsdale to identify areas that currently are underserved, and he also fielded questions from Town Broadband Committee Chair Andrew Dash. Mercer said the state government that underwrites much of the cost for service providers to upgrade their systems bars towns from entering into an exclusive franchise agreement with any service provider. Mercer estimated that if Hillsdale awarded the company a television franchise, it would take 2 years to fully install the service. He said Consolidated's rates would be less than Spectrum's, but that customers would have to make a 2-year commitment. If the town board accepts CCI's application, the term will be negotiated and a public hearing set. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian Air will continue its flights to Dublin from New York Stewart International Airport using the larger Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft. The airline will also resume its Stewart's to Shannon service by way of Dublin from April 1st through April 10th. Stewart travelers will be flown to Dublin and then transported by bus to Shannon. The airline has been providing similar service for passengers traveling from Providence, Rhode Island to Dublin. They are bused to Stewart, where they are flown overseas. The shifting of aircraft models is the result of the recent crash of the Ethiopian airline Boeing 787 MAX, in which all on board were killed, and the second fatal crash of that model in recent months. The 737 MAX has been grounded pending inspections and determination as to what caused those crashes. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York lawmakers and environmental groups are pushing for an expansion of the state's bottle bill as part of the state budget next year. Advocates March 25th released a support letter for expanding New York's bottle deposit law to include most carbonated beverages such as wine, liquor, and cider. Assemblymember Pat Fahey said, and I quote, "New York's bottle bill is long overdue for an expansion given the growing plastic and glass pollution crisis we face. This will save our local governments money by allowing them to include glass in their recycling streams and help reduce curbside litter in communities throughout the state," end quote. The Albany Democrat is co-sponsor of one expansion measure. Advocates say the state's current law, enacted in 1982, has reduced litter by 70%. Neither legislative house included the bottle bill expansion in their budget proposal. The Assembly's position has generally been that policy matters should be tackled outside of the state's closed-door budget discussions. However, the governor thinks the topic should be tackled as part of the budget process. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.